Back here high atop Television Hill, Brett Hollander and Sportsline on a Thursday night on WBAL. And we're joined now by a very special guest. I'll even say a friend of the show, an entrepreneur, an all-star, and somewhere in there a center fielder, Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles. Adam, there what's going on?
That is a great introduction. I'm not a baseball player. I'm a lot of other things besides that.
I know, and all of Baltimore knows. Also, a food connoisseur. I could have thrown that in there as well.
You could have, yes. You could have done that in there. I'm an animal lover.
if we just did introduction, we would be here a while.
In a little bit. What's going on, Brett? How you been, man?
I've been well. So let's start with the game on Sunday. You were in San Diego for the game, the Ravens' big win over the Chargers. Tell us about that 4th-and-29 play and that comeback by the Ravens.
Well, I mean, it was, yeah, look at it. It was 5 minutes to go, down by 10. I know a lot of people had to be like, dang, we're out this game. You know what I mean? And bam, bam, tie game. You know, you got the opportunity, 4th-and-29. I mean, I was looking at it, it was like, if this happened, it doesn't happen. The only time plays like that happen are on old Madden games, like Madden 2005 and younger, or older. When you used to be able to go for fourth downs and get them. Nowadays,
yeah,
they just to where you're not like, even if you're wide open on 4th-and-4, they knew you shouldn't. They knew you should have punted, so they make you miss it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's too hard.
Yeah, it's too hard. But like when he got that, he got 29 and a half yards. And I went home. I left at halftime so I didn't have to deal with the traffic, to be honest with you.
But yeah.
And I was sitting there, and I'm just watching the game. And I'm like, did he just really get that? I'm sitting next to Audie. I'm like, Audie, did he really just get that? And once he got that, you knew that, you know, they got to win this game now. You just did something that does not happen in sports.
No, it does not.
So, you know, they deserve to win that game. I tell you that.
Well, your better half, Audie, she rocks a Ray Rice jersey to games. And you, if you go to your Twitter handle and your picture in the background, it's you. I love this picture. I don't know where you got it from, but I think I've seen the shirt. You're leaping up, doing what you and Markakis and, I guess, McLeod, the Reimold, whomever in left field, where you guys leap up after a victory. And you're doing that with Torrey Smith. So,
oh, yeah. We need to really do it, though. You know what I mean? Not like I'm signing for the Ravens and he come play baseball, but – like, we need to just go. I'm gonna call him up and just say, hey, man, meet me here about this time, and just let meet in the Inner Harbor, and let's just, you know, give each other a chest bump randomly. We'll do that.
Yeah, because right now it's superimposed, but it looks really good.
I like it. And they got a lot of shirts of that around here. I don't have one yet, but you know, it's cool. And you know, you got your, you know, they love the birds around here, both birds right now. So we're both fresh in their mind. So let's we got to maintain it. We got to stay fresh in the mind.
Adam Jones with us here on Sportsline. And Adam, you are in town right now. One day we'll get you in studios. Although I know you've been here before, but
yeah, you said if you were on TV, I would have came. Since you're on radio, well, I mean, you're on radio, I'm going to call you.
But to your credit, you refuse to do interviews ever pre-recorded. And you only will do interviews live.
I don't like them. I don't like, because it's, You might as well get how I'm feeling right then and there, and the fans might as well see it, as opposed to, you know, if it's, I don't know, you would know that it's not live. You're just pushing a button and letting it play. So
yeah.
I think you would know that.
Well, yeah. I certainly know that. I mean,
yeah, you hear me live at, instead of being, if like, what if I said, like, oh, yeah, I'm looking outside and the sun is setting, and it's 6:30 or 6:40 right now, and the sun's gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very sharp. And you're in town, though, specifically for a big charity event you had today. I've already seen it all over television today, so you got a lot of good
all
pub
over
with that.
My stuff, man.
I love the sunglasses in the interview, by the way.
I don't know why, honestly. I was outside, and I just walked in the store, and I kept them on.
What kind of shades are those?
That is rude. That is rude.
I'm glad, as long as you know that. What kind of shades are those?
Get out of my shades. Those are Louis Vuitton ones, man.
All right, well, seriously, tell us about the charity event today. It was a great cause.
Well, what it was is me personally just taking time out of, you know, taking time, not just money, taking time, and connecting with two families. You know, obviously, you'd love to please everybody, but, you know, taking out two families and just assisting them a little bit in some necessities. I don't look at it as a charity thing. I'm just looking at it as just, you know, a couple families that are in need of a few things, just assisting them in that process, not, you know, going out and changing their lives drastically by building them a brand new home, like home makeover, nothing like that. But in general, just, you know, let them know that, you know, the city cares. This is a city that has blessed me. You know, I've been here 5 years and it's blessed me. You know, the ownership has blessed me, but it's although the ownership is paying it, the fans pay it. Oh, and you know, in the same breath. So, you know, I'm gonna be a fixture in this city. I mean, I think I have been. I think I've done a lot in the city to earn a lot of respect in that aspect to community, because it's, you know, I grew up in a community that wasn't the best, and you didn't have that many athletes come back to your community. And you know, by doing this out here, it makes me want to do so much for my city in San Diego. I think it's just, you know, when I get the time and, you know, after I retire, I think that I can do that. But that's far down the road because I really want to really impact that city. But right now, while I'm in Baltimore, I think it's a big part of not my responsibility, but of the duty of an athlete. That, you know, I'm still a civilian civil serviceman just like everybody else. You know, I put on my pants one leg at a time like everybody else. I just, you know, my job's cool. So I look at it as, you know, people out there need a little bit of assistance at times, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to lend a helping hand.
In all seriousness, and I've actually tried to get a hold of HBO for this. I don't know if you watch Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. We talk about that show a lot on this show. And,
yeah, we do.
And the Adam Jones story, it was really well documented in The Sun this past baseball season. I think it was right around the All-Star break. But it was such a well-written story, and you really opened up about some things in your past. And I can actually see it all come together. You're walking down the street with Brian Gumbel in San Diego. That story has to happen now that – what?
No, it's funny.
You know what I mean, though? I mean, Matt Kemp got one.
Yeah.
Is that L.A. bias?
I mean, my story – no, it's not L.A. He's Oklahoma boy.
No, but now he's in L.A.
Now he's in L.A., yeah. It's not no – I mean, I think everybody's story and how they get there, it's all – they're all their own. And I just looked on Twitter right now, and Mariano Rivera's coming back.
Have fun with that.
All right. All righty. But, you know, it's – I've lost my train of thought because I'm thinking about Mariano right now.
One pitch, Adam. It's just one pitch.
It's one pitch, but it's a damn good one.
That is true.
What was I talking about?
You're talking about the Real Sports story and Matt Kemp.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, if he wanted to do that, it'd be fine with me. But it's not like, you know, I'm not a rags to riches thing. I don't know if Kemp is. I don't know his, you know, his personal life like that. But I'm not a rags to riches. I'm just a young man grew up in the inner city and, you know, found his way out. Kind of like that new movie that's coming out that I'm sure you and Casey gonna go see together. With that little Indian boy, with that tiger.
Yeah, I forget the pie, I think it's called. I saw the preview when I went to see Lincoln.
Yeah, and that big fluorescent whale, you're going to love that part, I'm sure. Shed a tear.
Oh, my goodness. When Adam Jones is on, you just never know where the conversation's going to go, and that's what makes it great radio.
You never know.
All right, when we come back, Adam, we're going to the Twitter feed, because they are pouring in to ask you questions. There are some baseball questions in there, believe it or not, so stay tuned
for
that.
There always is.
There always is. Pitchers and Catchers Report announced today, February 12th. Get ready. We're talking about it next year on Sportsline. First, though, we're checking the roads at Tamara Nelson.
Thank you, Brett. This traffic report brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. BW Parkway southbound is jammed almost 20 minutes from 198 down to 193. Checking to see if there's a new crash, disabled vehicle to watch for. Looks like a parking lot. 95 northbound, 175 to Route 100. Things have eased up thanks to an earlier crash cleared from the roadway. Druid Park Drive around 41st Street by Parkdale Avenue. Not far from here on TV Hill. Fire activity has the roadway blocked off. Follow the detours with police to get through that. 40 Pulaski Highway westbound at White Marsh Boulevard. Accident cleanup continues. Every dollar goes further with Navy Federal's Cash Rewards credit card. Earn points with every purchase and redeem them for cash. To get started, visit NavyFederal.org. I'm Tamara Nelson on WBAL and WBAL.com.